reason that you have the car and that she's making payments on the car instead of you.
Left stranded and in debt.
I paid the car off. She took out an extra loan on top of the original amount.
Or did she take him for a ride?
She took out other monies for herself.
Yes.
I believe that because no woman who leaves a guy is going to continue paying on his car. That's cuckoo.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Fatima Khalil is suing her ex-boyfriend, Michael Lovesey, for unpaid car payments on a Lexus and for rent on their shared apartment.
Order. All rise.
Yeah, that's case number 512 on the calendar in the matter of Khalil versus Lovesey.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated, sir. Have a seat.
Mr. Khalil, this is your former boyfriend. You have a child together and an ongoing custody case. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
When was your custody case last in court?
I don't remember. I'm sorry.
When are you due back in court?
We're due back in court on March 21st.
And right now, with whom does the child live?
With me.
How old?
Two.
Boy or a girl?
Girl.
And how often does Mr. Lovesey see her?
He usually sees her every other weekend, but he's been in some trouble, so he was in jail for a couple of weeks, and so that wasn't consistent enough for him to be visiting. So the March 21st is me suspending his parenting rights and only giving him day visits until he can establish a place of residency.
Okay.
He currently does not have a place to live.
Mr. Lovesey, with whom do you reside?
My brother.
How long have you lived with him?
About 6 months now.
Who do you live with?
I live by myself.
With your daughter?
With both my daughters, yes.
How old is your other child?
7.
Your lawsuit alleges two things. Alleges the balance of a loan for a car that belongs to Mr. Lovesey that you refinanced on condition that he would make the payments. And the second was for rent on an apartment that he lived in, despite the fact it was your apartment because you had lived in it together. But your name was on the lease,
yes.
Not his. You left. He stayed in the apartment, and it is your claim that he did not pay rent while he was living in the apartment.
Yes. Okay. I do have the breakdown if you'd like to see that.
No, not yet. I don't want any breakdown. You separated in July of 2009.
Yes, ma'am.
Who made the payments on the Lexus after July of 2009?
I did.
Who had possession of the Lexus?
Mike did.
How many months did you make payments on the Lexus?
Just 5 months.
Why did you make payments on the Lexus if it was in his possession?
It's my credit. I can't demolish my credit and not make the payments.
Do you have proof that you made payments on the Lexus?
Yes, ma'am.
I'd like to see them. Did you separate July of 2009 or July 10?
We separated in July of 2009. The payments were coming out of a joint bank account that we had that since then been closed. So I have it taken out of my current checking account.
So you didn't start making payments again until 2010?
I haven't stopped making payments on it. It's been consistent.
And how much have they taken out so far from your personal account?
I do apologize, Your Honor. I did not do the math on that. It's just about $91 a month.
So $91 a month times 5 months. Is that right, sir?
Well, at first, before we refinanced, her name was $266 a month, which...
Well, now it's $91 a month.
Now it's $91 a month because she moved out to Portland.
Listen to me carefully. Just answer my questions, Mr. Lovesey. Where is the car?
It's with me.
Who pays for the car?
Right now, she pays for the car.
Why?
Because when we split up in July, we refinanced the car in 2008. In her name, it dropped.
Now, I understand that. Yeah, I want you to explain to me, sir, what is the reason that you have the car and that she's making payments on the car
because
instead of you?
She took out a loan on
the car. I understand she took out a loan.
No, an extra loan on top of the original amount. She took out about $1,000, so I said, I'm going to stop the monthly payment because I'm not going to let you take out money on the car because it's my car. She took out money on a loan and expect me to pay for that.
How much was your loan?
There should only have been about a $2,000 balance left.
on your car loan.
Yeah, 2000.
And is what you're saying that that amount was paid off when you separated?
No, I paid off about, it was originally 6,000, paid off about 4, and then when we refinanced it in her name.
How much do you owe on your car?
I paid the car off. I don't think I owe anything left. But since she's took out money on the original loan, now there's a balance, and that's
so
that's
is
hers.
What you're saying that in addition to the money that she took out on your car to refinance it, she took out other monies for herself?
Yes.
I believe that.
Yeah.
You want to know something? I believe it. And you know why I believe it? Because no woman who leaves a guy is going to continue paying on his car for a year without complaining. Sit! That doesn't make sense. Any woman would rather have the bank come and repossess the car and then pay off the bank rather than let you drive around in a car that she's paying for. That's cuckoo. Do we understand each other?
We understand each other, but
perfect.
The...
Next, what do you think he owes you money for?
I'm suing him for the original loan amount before I did take out my loan. A $2,600.
Let us move on.
Yes, ma'am.
I just wanted a rational reason that I could understand, and his reason is very logical, very believable. Let's move on. Rent. He moved into your apartment. You moved out in July of 2009. The lease was in your name. When did you move out, Mr. Lovesey?
Well, I just want to
not a well.
You.
A well is not an answer. A when did you move out is a month and year.
I moved out December 6th of this 2010.
Did you pay rent in July?
Yes, I want to correct.
You want to correct what?
That it wasn't her apartment. She had her apartment when we first met, but we moved jointly together in 06 to the apartment together. We were both on the lease.
Okay, and this is the apartment where you were both on the lease?
Yes.
Perfect. You left the apartment in December of 2010.
Mm-hmm.
Did you pay rent in July?
Yes, since July when she moved out of 09, I was there for the remainder until December. I paid rent
to December
month.
Of 2010?
Yes.
And you paid the rent?
Yeah, just my place, yeah.
What rent do you think he owes you for?
He owes me for 2 months' rent on it.
Which 2 months?
That is what I'm being billed for. He moved out with unpaid rent and trash in the apartment. He refused to take my name off the lease for
I don't care if he refused to take... Listen. What months is he being accused of not paying rent?
November 1st and December 6th.
November and December. Did you pay rent in November and December?
I paid November.
And you didn't pay
and
December because you used off your security deposit.
Yeah, well, that's what I thought was going to happen, but the apartment charges us almost $3,000, and I have no idea
for
why.
What?
I have no idea. She has that paperwork.
I'd like to see it. Why wouldn't you have the paperwork if you were on the lease?
She called and intercepted it, and they mailed her.
Okay.
I didn't call
her. I was kind of baffled about that myself.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
If he's not a great father, if he's not a great human being, then you shouldn't have made a baby with him. It's not your daughter's fault that you picked not a good guy.
And later today...
My living situation with my aunt was not ideal.
I'm talking about with your mother and father in Michigan.
Nobody can be happy in 10-degree weather.
Why not? Lots of people live in Michigan.
And I give them credit.
Good for you.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Fatima Khalil says ex-boyfriend Michael Lovesey owes for car payments on a Lexus and unpaid rent.
Oh, this is his. It's addressed to him.
I have mine that's addressed to me as well. They sent
they
it to my house because he had no forwarding address.
Oh, well, I'm going to give it to him, and he's going to take care of it. You go fight with the landlord, right? Go fight with the landlord. Give it to him. It's addressed to him. They enjoy having you as a tenant.
Judge Judy, the
yeah,
problem is,
did.
Though, that's tied into my credit as well.
Listen to me. He is going to take care of it. That's his. It's addressed to him. He lived there for a year and a half.
It's also addressed to me as
you
well.
You should have taken your name off the lease.
I tried to take my name off the lease. The lease refused to take my name off because Mike had to go down there and sign me off. And Mike would not sign me off because he did not qualify to live in the apartment. And they knew that I moved out.
Don't tell me what they knew. He's going to take care of it, so you don't have to worry about it. What's next?
It was the car payment and the apartment.
That's it. Now go back to family court and figure out what you're going to do with what you're supposed to figure out what you're supposed to do with, which is the ability of the two of you to parent together and get along so that your daughter can have contact with her father and that you can live in peace. Who are you?
My name is Isaac Khalil. I'm Fatima Khalil's sister. I'm here to contest everything.
Just a second.
Yeah.
Sit. I just want to know who you were.
Oh.
Now you can sit.
Fair enough.
That's what you're supposed to do. You made a child with him. What you're supposed to do is make sure that your child has contact with a father. If he's not a great father, if he's not a great human being, then you shouldn't have made a baby with him. Now, you have another child who's 7. Where is her father?
He's in the picture.
And he sees her?
Yes.
He has regular visits?
Regular visits.
And he supports her?
Yes.
Well, that's what's supposed to happen when you have two parents. If he's not a good guy, it's not your daughter's fault, then you picked not a good guy.
Okay.
But she's supposed to have contact with him. Now, that doesn't mean that he's supposed to have custody. That doesn't mean that he's supposed to share custody with you if he's really not a good guy. But he's supposed to have contact with her.
I never said that he wasn't going to have contact with her.
Great. Thank you very much. That's all. Take care of your bill, sir.
Right.
Got it?
Yes.
Perfect.
Excuse me, step out.
I have no idea what just happened.
It's actually about our child and the issues that we have ongoing.
He doesn't have a job and he can't do it and he's stuck just like me. But I'm the one that has to suffer the consequences.
Well, she doesn't get what she wants. She gets unhappy and tries to do what she can to get away.
We'll have a cordial relationship, but as far as finances and being friends, it's not going to happen. It's going to be more business.
Consequences of a relationship going down the tube.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Bassey versus Cundiff. Step forward, please.
Patricia Bassey is suing her niece, 25-year-old Danielle Cundiff, for the balance on a loan to pay off credit card debt and punitive damages.
Miss Cundiff, this is your aunt, is that right?
Yes.
And who is this?
This is my mother, her sister.
Tell me about when you went to stay with your aunt.
When I went to stay with my aunt, I went back to finish high school, and I wanted to go to school. Why? I'm from California. I'd moved out of state, and I never acclimated to the cold temperature of Michigan.
You went with your mother?
I had moved with both my parents and came back and lived with my mother's sister.
I'm not finished. I know that you have a pat answer. You were 17 and not happy at home.
My living situation with my aunt was not ideal.
I'm not talking about with your aunt. I'm talking about with your mother and father in Michigan.
Nobody can be happy in 10-degree weather.
Why not? Lots of people live in Michigan.
And I give them credit.
Great. Good for you. But most children who are 17 stay with their parents, unless they have other reasonable alternatives. So I assume that your mother thought it was a reasonable alternative, unless you were a problematic child, a reasonable alternative to let you go back to California. And she thought that your aunt was a reasonable guardian for you, right?
At that time, yes.
Perfect. And how old were you at that time?
17.
And how old was your mother?
She's 20 years older, 37.
And how old are you now?
25.
Now, when you went to live with your aunt, it is her claim that you had, at some point, built up lots of credit card debt?
This entire matter is about a feud between two sisters.
I don't care what you think it's about. I'm asking questions.
I did acquire credit card debt.
How much?
Thousands of dollars. I don't have an actual amount.
What did you buy?
I had ended up putting actual living expenses onto credit cards, which had caused me to go into debt.
Your aunt charged you rent?
I paid a modest amount to live there.
Then that's not what we're talking about. What living expenses are you talking about?
Living the California lifestyle, Your Honor.
How long did you live with your aunt?
I would say 5 years, if I had to guess.
So after you graduated high school, you stayed with her?
Correct.
Did you have a car?
Yes.
Did you pay for the car?
Yes.
Put gas in the car?
Always.
Pay insurance on the car?
Of course.
Great. Now, tell me about the money that your aunt gave you.
When the credit cards were too heavy and I was going to enter a management program to help.
How old were you?
19. My aunt decided to help me. I did not want her to transfer, and she did as a gift. When I could have money to pay her, I did, because we're a family and family's supposed to take care of each other.
You got an answer for everything.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Your Honor.
What?
She actually put in here that she found where I lived because of a fight with my mother.
I don't care. I don't care if they came to blows.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Patricia Bassey says her niece, Danielle Cundiff, owes for a loan to pay off credit card debt.
Now, until what month and year did you continue to pay on this credit card debt? And you were paying. Until what month and year?
I didn't keep track of that, Your Honor, since I was...
Give me a general. What year?
I had sent her some money lastly in June of last year.
And then you stopped. And then I read your answer, and your answer suggests that you don't owe her any more money because she has enough money. She doesn't need any more. Let me read you the last couple of lines. I I owe my aunt nothing. She is in no need of money. She has three properties in three different states. She gets government help and a widow's pension and doesn't pay taxes.
She also kept property of mine that far exceeds the debt.
Would you mind, please, showing me where you wrote that in here? And you don't have a counterclaim anyway, so they can't be. But show me where you wrote that the debt was paid because she kept property of yours.
I did not put that in there.
Right.
But as you know, I don't have a debt to her.
Not a but. It's a very long answer. If what your claim is that the debt was satisfied, that would be in here. Wasn't your claim, and you don't have a counterclaim. What you actually say is she fought with your mother, now she wants the rest of the money. That's one thing, and aside from that, she has enough money. She doesn't need your money.
Your Honor?
What?
She actually put in here that she found where I lived because of a fight with my mother.
I don't care. I don't care if they came to blows. That doesn't excuse your debt, which you paid until last year. And you lived with this lady for 5 years. She took you into her house because you were probably feuding with your own mother.
She gives me a good
I don't
soft
think it's
story.
Had anything to do with weather. You don't like the weather in Michigan where your parents take you to live? That's too bad. Graduate from high school, get a job, move to Hawaii. How much does she owe you?
Right now, the balance on the credit cards is about $3,700, Your Honor. I've paid it down from $10,166.31 to that amount.
So how much had she sent you since she started to send you money?
Total of $1,333.
Over what period of time?
It's been over quite a few years. The last payment was in July. She sent me $70, and from talking to her, I had assumed she was taking the debt back on, that she was going to start repaying, because she sent me $100 June 8th, and then $150 around the 15th of June, and I thought, oh, great, you know, finally. And then the $70 July 2nd, and then stopped again.
What's the current balance on the card?
Is $3,000.
I'd like to see it.
Oh, here's the credit cards right here. There's that one and that one.
When was the last time these credit cards were used?
Those credit cards only carry those balances.
And she doesn't use the cards anymore?
No, she never did use the cards. They were mine. I transferred her balances.
Oh, I see.
And okay. I started with zeros.
But you have not used either one of these credit cards?
No, they're only the balances.
Okay. Anything else?
This
Anything
really
else?
Is
Don't tell me about a feud. I'm not interested in your feud. Is that what you're going to tell me about?
I was going to tell you she threatened to take her to court because she was angry with me. She left me a voicemail.
Who cares?
In late October, and
Who
now
cares?
She's taking
Why don't
her
you pay
court.
For your daughter's debts? You want to pay for her debts? Pay for her debts. Otherwise, they're hers.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you in a family dispute? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Now, you have a sister who raises your children, and you have a fight with her. I don't understand that. How many children do you have?
I have one daughter, Your Honor.
If you have one daughter, you have a sister who helped raise your child. She didn't want to live with you in Michigan. You went to Michigan for a reason. Somebody had a job? Somebody had a job?
No, sir. No, we did not move to Michigan because of a job. We moved because it was where my husband wanted to move to. I thought my sister was being honest, and
Just
she wasn't.
Just a second. You moved to Michigan because, is that her father? Just pay attention. You moved to Michigan. Let me just understand this before I enter a judgment here. You moved to Michigan with her father or with a new husband?
We moved as a family to Michigan.
I asked you a question. It's a simple question. You moved to Michigan with her father or with a new husband?
With her father, Your Honor.
With her father. And her father wanted to move to Michigan despite the fact that there was no job. He wanted to move there despite the fact that his daughter was going to move back to California.
We had a house, Your Honor.
There was an opportunity to buy a house in Michigan. We were in Michigan for a while before Danielle came to back to California.
Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $5,000. That's all. Step out.
Parties are accused and may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
Well, I'm glad that Judge Judy saw what it was, that it was a loan. It was never a gift.
It was a family feud and not a debt.
I never intended it as a gift.
I stand that I have no debt. I owe her nothing.
It's a heck of a note when you try to help somebody who was going to go bankrupt, keep from going bankrupt at 20 years old, and this is the thanks you get.
Is this how family behaves? I'd say that the plaintiff over here has made the decision as to what part of the family she'd like to be in the future.
If you can't give it as a gift, then don't loan. because loans don't work.
I don't feel anger. I just feel remorse that it had turned out this way.
I'm glad that it's over, and I wish that none of this had happened.
I hope things will get back even keel, that people realize that what I did, I tried to help.
Wish to be left alone by this member of the family.
I helped, and now I'm the horse's